Well, Queensland is saturated. Parts of it are already flooded and there's a looming threat of more to come. In some parts of the state, more than 180 millimetres of rain has fallen in the past day alone. Hundreds of roads across the state are closed because of inundation. Rivers have burst their banks in the south of the state, forcing some out of their homes to seek higher ground. And as one weather system moves on, more storm cells are coming. Rachel Mealy reports.
Floodwaters rose so quickly in the town of Inglewood, locals weren't given any warning and were told to evacuate late last night.
Oh, we're at the McIntyre footy field at Inglewood at the moment, but yeah, they evacuated the town last night about midnight. We all left the shop about midnight. We all went out to the cemetery.
Tony Robinson owns a local coffee shop in the town. He's now worried about what he'll return to.
That's it, mate, with that bit of an old gut churning, wondering what the shop really looks like when you leave. But when we left last night, it was sort of waist deep in our shop, you know. All your fridges and freezers were overturning with the water coming in there, so all your stock was no good, but yeah.
The shop wasn't covered by insurance for flood. He says he's lost about $100,000 worth of equipment and about $20,000 worth of stock.
It's not a good feeling to go through one, you know. We've been out on farms and everything, you know, just moved the cows and that sort of stuff and the machinery out of the water when you're on the farms, but not much you can do when you're in a shop, you know. You can only lift stuff so high, equipment's that heavy and nobody to help you, but yeah. Just sit back and hopefully it doesn't come in, but we were the first one to get the water.
That water is now on its way downstream to Yarlabin. Police and SES workers have taken people who wanted to leave to the safety of the Gundawindi showgrounds. But Joy Mundy and her husband are staying put for now.
Well, we were packed up and ready to go because we're elderly. We've been through many floods and so we packed up early. And so we're ready to go and we have a motor home. And so we just packed it up ready with extras and we'll just, when the water's ready to break into the town, we'll just head off out the road to where the higher ground is and stay in our motor home.
Joy Mundy's got some experience to draw on, but says this time around she can't predict what might happen to her house.
Oh, well, you couldn't say. I wouldn't like to say that because in the 56 flood it ran through our lounge room windows. And then in 76, it came just lapping in onto the front veranda. And in 2011, it just came to the top step. So you really couldn't say.
In Queensland's southeast, flash flooding is causing problems in Brisbane, while the Logan River has eclipsed its previous high water mark near the town of Beaudesert. The Weather Bureau says the weather system which brought the bulk of the rain has moved offshore, but it's still not the end of the story. Thunderstorms are now moving across the state.
Rachel Mealy with that report.